Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Torah Imech Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Mrs. Michal Horowitz. Today we will continue our study of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet, Perek Lamed Daled. First of all, I must correct myself. You have three prakim to go, not two. Lamed Daled, Lamed Hey, and Lamed Vav are the last three prakim to go of Sefer Divrei Hayamim Bet and the 24 books of Tanakh. Okay, let's get started. So we are talking about the reign of King Yoshiah. Remember, Menashe was a very wicked king. He ruled for a long time. His son Amon ruled for only 2 years before he was killed. He was even more wicked than his father. After Amon is killed, his son Yoshiahu, who is a righteous king, takes the throne. Perek Lamed Daled Pasuk Aleph. Ben Shmona Shanim Yoshiah B'Macho. Yoshiah was 8 years when he is 8 years old when he ascended to the throne. Ushloshim Ve'acha Shana Malach B'Yerushalayim. So he had a nice amount of rulership. He ruled for 31 years in Yerushalayim. Vayas HaYashar Be'enei Hashem. So he was clearly a good king. We are told he did what was straight and right, good in the eyes of God. Vayelech B'Darchei David Aviv. He went in the days of David his forefather. V'lo Sar Yamin Usma. So this Yoshiah was a straight king and a righteous king, and he's going to try and turn things around after the decline in the kingdom under the rule of Menashe, his grandfather, and Amon, his father, two wicked kings who preceded him. Ubishmona Shanim Lamacho, in the 8th year of his reign, so again, he ascended to rulership when he was 8. So when he's 16 years old, Vuhu Odenu Nar, he's still a young man, Hacherli Drosh Lokei David, he began to seek out Hashem, Uvishtei Masrei Shana, and in the 12th year, so now he begins to purify the territory of Yehuda, the city of Yerushalayim. He takes away the bamos, which are the altars that you're not allowed to sacrifice on when the base of Mikdash is standing, and he gets rid of the asherim trees, the images, the molten images. So he's removing avodah zarah from the land, and he smashes the mizbechot of the baalim and the sun gods that are above. He smashes them down, and the Asherah trees and the images and the molten images, he breaks them and he grinds them very finely. So we see that he's trying to cleanse the land of the Avodah Zarah and the bones of the priests who worship and who serve to the Avodah Zarah. He burns those bones. Vayitaher es Yehuda ves Yerushalayim. He's going through a process where he is cleansing and purifying Yehuda and Yerushalayim. He even spreads his reach into the destroyed land of Malchus Yisrael. Remember, Malchus Yisrael has been previously exiled, but as we have learned previously, there is a remnant left. Uva'arei Menashe ve'Ephraim v'Shimon v'ad Naphtali. King Yoshiah goes so far that in the cities of Menashe and Ephraim and Shimon, all the way to Naphtali, which is in the north of the country. Now here we come to something interesting. There's a ktiv and there's a kri. I'm in Pasuk Vav. The ktiv, the way it's written in the ktuvim, is Bachar Bateihem. Bachar Batehem. The Kri, the way we read it, is Bachar Votehem, but they're destroyed places. So I'm going to read the Pasuk as if it was, I was only going according to the Kri, how we read it. Uva'are Menashe ve'Ephraim v'Shimon va'ad Naphtali Bachar Votehem Saviv. He went under this process of purification in the cities of Menashe and Ephraim and Shimon all the way north to Naphtali into Malchus Yisrael, or former Malchus Yisrael, Bachar Votehem, into their destroyed places, Saviv, all around. But there's a lesson here in the Ktiv. Bachar Batim, he chose their houses. So he chose the houses in the cities of Menashe and Ephraim, the territory of Menashe, Ephraim, Shimon, all the way to Naphtali. Bachar Batim, he chose their cities, Saviv, all around, to cleanse and to purify. But the Kri is, Bachar Vosem, he found them utterly destroyed. And he smashes down the altars to foreign gods and the Asherah trees and the Avodah Zarah. So we see that he's really going on a campaign of cleansing. Vayashav Yerushalayim, he returns to Yerushalayim. And now the next thing he does, after he cleanses the land from all the different types of Avodah Zarah, the sun gods, the tree gods, so to speak, or the trees that they use to worship the gods, and the bamos, and after he goes through this process of cleansing and returns to Yerushalayim, he now wants to begin to repair the base Hamikdash. And there's going to be a big surprise. Ubishnat Shmona Esrei Malcha, on the 18th year of his reign, L'tahayr ha'aretz v'abayit, to purify the land of Israel and the house, meaning the house of Hashem, he appoints important ministers to oversee L'chazek at Beit Hashem Elokav, to strengthen the temple. It has fallen into a state of disrepair under the rulership of his father Amon and his grandfather Manasseh, and all the work that righteous King Chizkiyahu did has been destroyed in the subsequent generations, and Yoshiahu wants to fix this up. So he appoints men, Shalach, Atzlayahu, Maaseyahu, Yoach, who can look inside and see all of their names. We don't have time to go through, it's a lengthy parak. He wants to strengthen the house of Hashem under the appointment of Chilkiyahu the Kohen Gadol, and they give him the silver, these workers that he appoints, and the important overseers, they give Chilkiyahu the Kohen Gadol the silver that they found in the house of Hashem. And there's going to be a big surprise as they are doing the work, livdok ulechazek habayit, to check and to strengthen the house. Listen to this. Vayitnu lecharashim v'labonim leknot avnei machzei ve'etzim lemachabrot. So what happens is in Pasuk Aleph, they give all the work to the artisans, to the builders. They're going to buy stones and wood, beams for the structures that the king of Yehuda had destroyed. Asher yischishu malchei Yehuda. And Rabbi Dean Steinzelt notes, interestingly, between the two wicked kings, Amon and Manasseh, the Beis HaMikdash itself sat in disrepair for almost 60 years, 6-0. So Yoshiahu has a big job ahead of him, and the men are working be'amuna faithfully with their malacha, and they have overseers on top of them, and they're working. This is amazing. Pasuk Yudalid, Uvahotziam et hakesef hamuva beit Hashem, when they brought out the silver that had been brought to the house of Hashem, Matza Chilkiyahu HaKohen et Sefer Torah Hashem biyad Moshe. Chilkiyahu the Kohen found a hidden Sefer Torah, a Torah scroll, that was written biyad Moshe, a Torah scroll from the time of Moshe. Rabbi Adin Steinzelt writes, Torah scrolls in those days were rather large manuscripts whose copying was both time-consuming and expensive. For this reason, Torah scrolls were much less common than they are nowadays. Moreover, it can be assumed in the days of King Yoshiahu, after decades of abandoning God's Torah at the directive of the authorities, it was very difficult to find Sifrei Torah. It is possible, following the reigns of both Menasha and Amon, the wicked kings, very few whole and worthy Sifrei Torah remained, and they may have been scattered or hidden in various places. In such a situation, he says, although people knew about the Torah and its commandments, the discovery of a Torah scroll in its entirety took them by surprise. Not only that, it was the appearance of an ancient Torah scroll written by Moshe. It caused quite a commotion. This is absolutely fascinating. So under the reign of Yoshiahu, with the repair of the Beit HaMikdash, would have fallen into disrepair for over 60 years, all of a sudden, what do they find? Sefer Torah Hashem biyad Moshe. And they come and they give it to the scribe Shafan the Sofer, and they say, Matzati b'veit Hashem, Sefer Torah Matzati b'veit Hashem. Chilkiyahu the Kohen goes to Shafan the Sofer and he says, I found the Sefer Torah in the house of Hashem. Could you imagine if Chilkiyahu gives the Sefer Torah to Shafan and Shafan brings the Sefer to the king? The king is sitting, and it's just an unbelievable find, if you will. And they read part of the Sefer Torah to the king, Yoshiahu. What is his reaction when this ancient Sefer Torah, found from the time of Moshe, my goodness, going back centuries and generations, and they come and they read the Sefer Torah? Shafan the Sofer reads the Sefer Torah before the king. Pasuk Yod Tet. Vayehi kishmoa hamelech et divrei haTorah vayikra et bigadav. Now the text does not tell us what exactly was read. I'm going to quote the Radak. Why does the king tear his clothing? What the pasuk means is, and when the king heard the words of the Sefer Torah, vayikra et bigadav, he tore his clothing. Why did he tear kriya? Where was the Sefer Torah open to? And what did Shafan the scribe read him? Ready? The Radak says, Vayikra et Begadav, Amru ki matzu ha-sefer shahaya negalal b'parasha tochacho. The Sefer Torah was rolled and opened to and read from the parasha of Tochacha in Sefer Devarim. The great rebuke of Sefer Devarim. There's two sets of Tochacha. One right at the end of Sefer Vayikra, Perchavav b'chukosai, and another one in Parshas Kisavo in the book of Devarim. And the book was opened, this famous Torah scroll, from the hand of Moshe himself, was open to the tochacha. And what did the pasuk actually say? The Radak says that it was open to Devarim Chav Ches Lamed Vav. I'm going to read you the complete pasuk now. What was the pasuk? Chav Ches Lamed Vav. This is what they read to King Yoshiyahu from this ancient Sefer Torah. Yoleich Hashem Oscha Ve'es Malkecha Asher Takim Alacha El Goy Asher Lo Yadata Ata Vosecha. It was a prophecy of Galut, Galus, exile. And Moshe says to the people, if your ways are sinful, Hashem will lead you and your king that you appoint over yourself to a nation that you did not know. You know your forefathers. And in those foreign lands, you will worship gods of others, gods of eights, trees, even wood, the even and stone. So the Radak says this is why Yoshiyahu tore his clothing, because it wasn't just open to Bereshis Baralakim Esa Shemayim V'Esa Aretz. They actually read to him from the Tochacha. The Tochacha was what? You, the Jewish people, and your king will be exiled to a foreign land. And so the king commands Chilkiyahu and Achikam ben Shaphan and other men, important, prominent men, and he commands them and says, go seek God on my behalf and for the remnant of Yisrael and Yehuda over the Sefer Torah that has been found. And Yoshiyahu realizes, Ki Gdola Chamat Hashem, because the wrath of God is very great upon us, because our forefathers did not go in his ways, like everything that was written in this Sefer Torah. And now Chilkiyahu the king goes and he seeks out the advice of Chuldah HaNaviah. Chuldah HaNaviah is a prophetess. The pasuk says she is living in Yerushalayim in an area called the Mishnah. What is the area called the Mishnah? So Rabbi Dean Steinzelt says this was probably a residential quarter or compound added to the city of David in Jerusalem during the days of King Uzziah. It is suggested it was either the upper city, which is located on the western hill of Jerusalem, which is the site of the present-day Jewish quarter, or it was the zone of the second wall built around the city for added protection. So he goes to Chuldah the Neviah, and they speak to him, and they say to Chuldah, not speak to him, they speak to her, and they say what happened. And she says, this is the message. So says God, behold, Pasuk of Dalet, I am bringing bad upon this place, and on its inhabitants, and all of the oaths of destruction written in the Sefer Torah that were read before the king are coming to this land and the people. Why? Because tachas asher azavuni, because the people abandoned me. Vayaktiru Elohim acherim. They brought ketores, incense offerings, to gods of others. They angered me with the works of their hands. So their punishment is coming. And Yoshiyahu realizes this when the Sefer Torah, this ancient Sefer Torah, is read, and Chuldah the Neviah confirms that destruction is coming. However, since Yoshiyahu is a righteous king, Chuldah continues and she says, because your heart was soft, and because you were humbled before Hashem when you heard his words in this place, and because you humbled yourself and tore your clothing and cried, so God says, I have heard your cries. So God says, what will be? You will die in peace. You will not see the evil that I am bringing upon this place. This is the Nevuah through Chuldah. So yes, the prophecy of doom and destruction is going to come true. But because you, Yoshiyahu, are a righteous king, and you heard the Tochacha, and you understand the message of Hashem, and you are humbled before God, so you, v'ne'asafta al kivrosecha b'shalom, you will die in peace. That's what Hashem told Avraham Avinu. V'ata tavol v'secha tikaver b'seva tova. In Perek Tet Vav of Bereishis, very reminiscent, Avraham Avinu was shown a nevuah of galut, galus, during the Bris Bein Abasarim, that his children would be strangers in a strange land. Va'avadu vinu osam arbei me'ot shana. They would be oppressed, they would be tortured. But as for you personally, Hashem said to Avram, you will die in a good old age and lay down with your forefathers. You want to experience that, Galut. We have the same thing here to Yoshiyahu. Your children, the generations after you will go into God, but you will be buried, Bishalom, which is what Hashem told Avram as well. V'lo tirana einecha b'chol hara, your eyes personally will not see all the evil that I am bringing upon this place and its inhabitants. And the king returned to his place. And now the king calls all the elders of Yehuda and Yerushalayim. They go up to the house of Hashem with the Kohanim, the Levim, the whole nation from great to small. Vayikra bazneim et kol divrei sefer brit hanimta beis Hashem. And he reads in their ears the book of the covenant that is found in the house of Hashem, specifically the Sefer Torah itself, the covenant of the Sefer Torah, and he urges them to go in the ways of Hashem. Vayasu yoshvi Yerushalayim kibrit elokim elokei avoteihem. to please go in the ways of Hashem, he says, Lishmar its mitzvotav, guard his mitzvos, ve'edosav, and his edus, v'chukav, and his chukim, v'chol avavo, v'chol nafshecho, v'chol nafsho. So it's a righteous king. He realizes destruction is coming. He urges the people to repent. Vayasar Yoshio es kolato evos mikola artos asher levnei Yisrael. Yoshio removes all the abominations from all the lands that are to the children of Israel. Vayaaveit et kol hanimtza b'Yisrael la'avod et Hashem. Okay, this is the last pasuk of the parak, by the way. And he found everyone in Israel to serve Hashem, their God. Did they listen? Yes. Kol yamav lo saru me'acharei Hashem Elokei avoteim. All of his days of Yoshiyahu, the people did not stray from worshiping after Hashem, the God of their fathers. So Chodah's prophecy was correct. Yoshiyahu remained king. He would die b'shalom. He would not see the galut that was coming, but she said it would come, just not in your days. And he urges the people to go in the ways of Hashem. So he is like his great-grandfather, Yoshiyahu, Amon father, Menashe, grandfather, Chizkiah, like his great-grandfather, he is a righteous king, but he is informed that the destruction is coming. Thank you so much for learning with me today. Lilui Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef, Allah Hashem. I wish you all a wonderful day. I look forward to continue our learning tomorrow. Be'ezrat Hashem. Kol Tov to all.